Taon-taon, libu-libong refugee at asylum seekers ay dumarating sa Australia. Kalimitan, tumatakas sila sa giyera, persekusyon at pagpapahirap. Ang pagsiguro na tatanggap sila ng tamang alaga sa kalusugan kasama ang serbisyo sa kalusugan ng isip ay isang mahalagang bahagi ng kanilang paglikas. Subalit ang sistema ng alaga sa kalusugan ng Australia ay maaaring magdala ng panibagong hamon para sa kanila. Pakinggan natin sa ating salita ang ginawang ulat ni na Audrey Borgey at Ildiko Duda. Ang pagbibigay ng maagang suporta sa mga refugee at asylum seekers ay nagpapadali sa kanilang pagtira sa bansa. Nagbibigay ng praktikal na suporta ang Humanitarian Settlement Services Program ng Australia sa mga bagong refugee at asylum seekers ng hanggang isang taon pagkatapos nilang dumating sa bansa. Ang mga nagbibigay ng serbisyo kagaya ng Settlement Services International o SSI sa New South Wales ay nagdadala ng programa bilang kinatawan ng gobyerno ng Australia. Si Yamana Aga, ang manager ng HSS Service Delivery sa SSI, sinabi niya na ilang serbisyo sa kalusugan ang maaaring matanggap ng mga refugee.
When they arrive, we refer them to Refugee Health Services for a comprehensive health assessment. After the health assessment, they are referred for pathology and they are linked to a general practitioner. And if they need, they also link to torture and trauma services, to children clinics if they have children, and also to the dental hospital for any dental issues. If they need to be referred to specialists, they also link to specialists.
Tungkol sa kalusugan sa isip, maraming asylum seekers ang apektado ng trauma na hinarap nila sa pinanggalingang bansa. Subalit sinabi ni Samantha Ratnam, manager ng client services sa Footscray Asylum Seeker Resource Center, na ang hinaharap nila sa Australia ay napakahirap.
From our work, what we know is that there are experiences that our clients have before they arrive in Australia that can really impact their mental health and cause poor mental health. And then we know that the experiences once they arrive in a place like Australia and are seeking asylum, and while they wait for the outcome of their refugee application to be processed, we know that that experience as well can have really negative consequences for their mental health. So we work in some ways with the cumulative impact of both the pre-arrival experiences and the post-arrival experiences.
Pinagpipilitan ni Samantha Ratman na hindi lahat ng asylum seekers ay maaaring tumanggap ng serbisyo sa kalusugan ng isip, at kung tatanggap man sila nito, ilan lamang ang kwalipikado upang matulungan.
Even if you're able to access a mainstream service, the circumstance and experience of our clients is quite unique in particular, and those services need to be equipped to be able to work, for example, in a culturally sensitive way, to understand the experiences of our clients. Otherwise, those clients don't feel comfortable.
Karagdagan dito, ang problema sa lengguwahe ay nakakadagdag sa level ng kahirapan. Ang usapan tungkol sa isyo ng kalusugan sa isang lengguwaheng hindi orihinal na salita ay hindi maayos. Ito ang dahilan kung bakit may mga tagasalin, subalit sinabi naman ni Yamana Aga na hindi palaging madali para sa kanila upang makausap ng isang espesyalista.
This issue we face mainly with a specialist, where a specialist, they refuse to use interpreters. Many of the specialists, they refuse to use interpreters. So it becomes a real challenge for refugees that having to either take someone from their families, which they may not be able to understand full English, or they have to cancel their appointments because the specialist simply did not book an interpreter.
Ilang profesional na manggagamot ang umaasa sa mga miyembro ng pamilya upang magsali ng wika, at ito ay maaaring magdala ng problema. Ang isinaling wika ay maaaring hindi maaasahan, at kung minsan ang mga bata ay nahahantad sa mabibigat na issue. Si Olivia Nguy, ang manager ng client services ng Liverpool Migrant Resource Center sa western suburb ng Sydney. Sinabi niya na napansin niya ang mataas na level ng pagkabahala sa kalusugan sa isip ng kanyang mga kliyente.
We've noticed a lot of incontinence among children from Syrian families, and we think that might be linked in with the impact of trauma as well. And we think also maybe because it's a much more recent conflict and there's that adjustment process from having lived a fairly stable, calm, peaceful, normal life and then having to deal with very traumatic and high conflict situations and being exposed to that is having a major impact on mental health.
Sa kabila na karaniwan lamang ang mga isyu sa kalusugan sa isip, sinabi ni Olivia Ngoy na may stigma pa din dito.
It can be viewed as someone being crazy and it can be a real barrier for people to seek support for mental health issues. A lot of people have reported that they've been socially isolated or ostracized from the community because of poor mental health.
Ito ang dahilan kung bakit ang mga organisasyong katulad ng Liverpool Migrant Resource Center ay nagpapatakbo ng sesyon sa impormasyon tungkol sa proseso ng pag-aayos sa kalusugan ng isip. Sinusubukan nilang alisin ang misteryo ng kalusugan sa isip at siguruhin sa mga tao na ito ay karaniwan lamang. Sa kabila nito, kailangang makasama ng serbisyo sa kalusugan sa isip ang ibang uri ng suporta dahil katulad ng sinasabi ni Samantha Ratnam, mahirap isipin ang tungkol sa inyong suporta kung nababahala kayo kung saan manggagaling ang susunod ninyong hapunan.
When you also think about what they're fighting for on a daily level, so a lot of our clients don't have access to income, to work rights, so they're fighting to keep a roof over their heads and keeping some food on the table. So if you've got mental health concerns as well, and you think about your basic needs also being really uncertain, you know, often you are so focused on the material needs, you don't have the space to work on the mental health side of things, but it's impacting you. So it really accumulates. So a lot of our clients face a really tough time because of that.
Ang Refugee Week sa Australia ay pinagdiriwang mula sa 18 hanggang 24 ng Hunyo taon-taon. Hinihikayat ang mga Australiano na ipagdiwang ang katapangan ng mga refugee at papurihan ang galing at enerhiya na dinadala ng mga refugee sa bansa. Para sa karagdagang impormasyon, dumalaw sa dss.org.au o kaya sa refugeeweek.org.au.
SBS. 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 SBS Radio.